It's our Square 51 Gay Country West.
Oh, Mr. Beefcake.
Beefcake man himself. Yeah,
building his muscles up and everything.
Yes.
And does he still do?
Selfies?
No,
yes.
No. I don't know. I've been his on podcast? Facebook for a few days. Yeah, does he still do the gay life?
Not as much.
Yeah, I sometimes I think he still does it. Yeah.
Very few and far between.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And you do not spell it C-U-N-T, so.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, you don't spell country C-U-N-T.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, oops.
No.
Sorry. Well,
hashtag Big Fatty. Mark does not know.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. He's not in his top five.
No, that's not.
Who's not in my top five?
Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty's in my top
five. Big Fatty.
Five.
You don't even know the lingo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Big Fatty, that's spelled C-U-N-T.
No, it's not spelled C-U-N-T.
Big Fatty has a podcast?
Yeah. I just thought he fucked young guys.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, that's
not C-U-N-T. No, it's not.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, this is episode 2203 of the BFO for Thursday the 7th of July 2016, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about something that happened 22 years ago. And can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. You hear it? Yes. Oh, yes. Hello, Featherers. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going. Big Fatty, can't still. I'm off schedule because it just doesn't seem like Thursday, but we'll take it. We'll take it. Indeed, we will. So, I'll tell you in a little while why you're featherers today. But first, I thought, y'all, that is some of the barbecue chicken that I cooked over the weekend. And yes, Big Fatty, and let me guess, some onion pie. Yes, it was y'all, and I've decided the onion pie gives me gas. Big Fatty, everything gives you gas. So anyway, but y'all, you got to eat it. You got to eat it, you know, especially you got to get rid of the onion pie before company comes to town. Big Fatty, we haven't company. You never know about these things. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, as I do on hump day, went to the Vons East during my lunch hour. Y'all, they didn't have a whole lot that I wanted. And y'all, I'm trying to use up some stuff in the freezer, but I did pick up a few things. And but y'all, everything that I bought was either buy one, get one free, or it was on sale. Yes, Big Fatty. Okay. Evidently, I did something wrong. Big Fatty. The first thing I picked up were a couple of limes. And y'all, they were three for $1.29. And so, y'all, they're coming down. They're coming down. I know the turnip head likes to get the lime report. Yes, Big Fatty. They had the Special K little snack crackers. And y'all, I thought I'd get a little bag of those. So those aren't so bad, and they taste pretty good, and they're crispy and everything. I thought I'd take those over to the Hotel next week when I head over there. They had the popcorn chicken. Y'all, they had the buffalo popcorn chicken on sale for a dollar and a half off. So I got a bag of that, y'all. And they had the red robin and there's several others, but the Arby's curly fries. They had the bags of those French fried potatoes. Buy one, get one free. So I picked up a bag of the curly fries, y'all. Every morning after I cook my bafron, I clean the stovetop, and it's this special liquid that you're supposed to spray on there, and it makes it all nice and shiny and takes the grease off. And all, y'all, it was on sale, so I got a thing of that. Y'all, they had a coupon. I thought I had a coupon for cheap olive oil, and y'all, they had it buy one get one free, and I thought I had a coupon to get even more, but evidently it didn't. I fucked it up somehow. Yes, Big Fatty, no surprise there. They had the plain bagels on sale, buy one get one free, got that. They had the box of sausage patties, pre-made sausage patties, but you have to cook them. They were on sale, and y'all, they had the Oreo thin mint cookies, buy one get one free, and I had the apple coffee cake, which I left in the coal mine. Big Betty, you're running out of music. Well, anyway, and y'all, I must have looked ancient, because I got the senior citizens discount, and I spent $32.22, but I saved $28, and I didn't. Big Betty, you need to get your eyes checked. $20.28, and y'all, then there's a coupon here on the bottom. It's for a survey, and you can win $1,000 gift card. I thought that I might fill that out. Big Fatty, if you don't get any content, maybe you can do it on the little show. Well, you know, you never know that. Oh, Big Fatty, I don't like that dance song. All right, it's okay. Y'all go over there in the corner, and y'all just stay right over there. I'll take, okay, yes, Big Fatty, you take care of it. Hello.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's your gay country boy, Wes. I know I haven't called you back. If I call you back, the answering thingy is just going to hang up on me. So I'll just send it this way. So I told you the last time that I called that I used the Fort Trough coupon. And I had been wanting a raw dog for a while, and so, I didn't get the raw dog. I think it's called a raw pup, fitting, I think. But I got the raw pup, and I got the base that goes to it, you know, to help you get it up in there. I haven't used it as a get up in there yet, but I have used it as a jack off sleeve, and it works really, really well. It feels great. I'm not one for their cum lube. I don't know, something about it kind of freaks me out. But other than the fact that it dries up really fast and then it starts like flaking up, and you don't want that shit. So that's why I use Colt Lube, COLT, like the porn studio. I'm more of a water-based lube than I am a silicone. Silicone, for some reason, I like lose all sensation. Like, I don't feel anything. So we can't have that. So, and you know that I like this Colt lube because, as you know, you can fit bigger things up in there. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will hopefully see you soon, not just talk to you soon. So, bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Wes. Y'all, you know, he is the gay country boy.
Big Fatty, that's spelled
C-U-N-T. No, it's not.
Big Fatty, who the hell was that? I didn't hear anything. Oh, okay. Y'all, that is the gay country boy. And first of all, Wes, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your dulcet tones from you know, he's from L.A., y'all. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. Big Fatty, I had no idea. Yeah, L.A., Lower Alabama. Big Fatty. Wes, thanks for the update on what you bought over at the Fort Trough. And Wes, just out of curiosity, Big Fatty got another e-letter from Fort Trough just yesterday. There's a Big Fatty, we miss you. here's $10. Come back and buy something. So y'all, you know, maybe I'll be going back over there and maybe I'll get me a raw dog. Bee, Fatty, I don't know what to say to that. Well, you could just say thank you for calling. Y'all, that is why you are feathers today, because y'all, that is the ending music where the feather blows around and up into the clouds at the end of the Forrest Gump. Big Fatty, you were in that. It's true. And I cannot believe this. I cannot believe this, but Forrest Gump. And y'all, I'm in this movie, and I'll tell you where if you haven't ever seen it before. But y'all, this movie came out 22 years ago. I cannot believe that. 22 years ago. So, and y'all, I thought I'd just read you what it says here on the wiki. On the wiki. Well, first of all, I'll just read it. Forrest Gump is a 1994 American epic romantic comedy drama based on the 1986 novel of the same name by Winston Groom. The film was directed by Robert Zemeckis and stars Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, Gary Sinise, and Sally Field, and the story depicts several decades in the life of Forrest Gump, a slow-witted but kind-hearted, good-natured, and athletically prodigious man from Alabama. Big Fatty, yes. Do you think Gay Country West knows him? Probably, who witnesses, in some cases, influences some of the defining events of the latter half of the 20th century in the United States. More specifically, the period between Forrest's birth in 1944 and 1982. The film differs substantially from the novel, including Gump's personality and several events that were depicted. Ready? Y'all, it was released in the United States on July 6, 1994, and became a commercial success as the top-grossing film in North America released in that year, being the first major success for Paramount Pictures, earning over $677 million. In 1995, it won the Academy Award for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Visual Effects, and Best Film Editing. Big Fatty! And you were nominated, it's true. I was nominated for Best Extra. And y'all, the whole feather thing, this is the plot. In 1981, Forrest watches a feather fall from the sky at a bus stop in Savannah, Georgia. He recounts his life story to strangers who sit next to him on the bench, recounting his childhood in the town of Greenbow, Alabama. And y'all, this is where life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. And Lieutenant Dan. And y'all, it was a treat to be a part of this. Now, y'all, if you've never seen Big Fatty in Forrest Gump, it comes kind of later in the movie. When Forrest, y'all, he's sitting on the front porch of his house, and he gets up and he just starts running. And y'all, he doesn't know where he's going, doesn't have anything but the clothes on his back, and he starts running. And he runs all the way to the Santa Monica Pier. And he gets to the end, and he turns, and he runs back, and he runs all the way up to some lighthouse in Maine on the Atlantic coast. And y'all, so then he starts running again. And y'all, then there's a group of reporters that chase him across a bridge. It's supposed to be the Mississippi River, and y'all, there's a group of reporters that chases him across this bridge, and there's a reporter that's interviewing Forrest, and y'all, it's the reporter and Forrest, and then directly behind and between them, you'll see Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, that's because you're a ham, and you knew where the camera was. It's true. I think you can probably find it on the YouTubes, on the computers. Just goggle videos for Forrest running across America, and just watch it, and you'll see Big Fatty. Y'all, you can't miss him. And y'all, it was an interesting experience. It was hot. It was hot. And it was, I don't know what the time frame was. I want to say it was like in the 70s or something. Big Fatty had kind of some shoulder length hair then. Big Fatty, that was a long time ago. It's true. And y'all, they put these long mutton chop sideburns on me that day, and while we were on the bridge, and y'all, I had forgotten they had done that. And so when the film came out, I went, what the hell? You know, and then it came back to me. But y'all, probably the most interesting part of this is that my only exposure to Forrest Gump was when Tom Hanks had the long hair and the beard and all that kind of stuff. So y'all, so I go to see this movie, and I'm sitting down in the theater. Y'all, all of a sudden, here's this guy sitting on a park bench, talking about a box of chocolates with a flat top, and I'm going, I don't think this is the right movie, but y'all, it was, it probably took a couple of years to film all of that. So y'all, it was probably closer to 25 years ago when all that was filmed and everything. But who knows? You know, it's just a walk down memory lane. Big Fatty's brush with notoriety. Big Fatty. Oh, dear God, see Big Freddy, where did the time go? I don't know. But y'all, I hope you have a lovely, Thursday. Big Freddy, maybe somebody will spot you in Forrest Gump over at Spotting Crazy. Maybe so. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you probably don't recognize those voices. That's the kids from over there, and it's all about meh. It's all about meh. And y'all, you know they're on the summer hiatus. Big Fatty, I think everybody is. And just out of curiosity, Curtis, when y'all come back in September, what's the first thing you're going to say on the little show?
Big Fatty, that's
called
see you in...
No, it's not.
Oh, Big Fatty, they're just stealing from you. Stealing.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.